All right, it is 7:04 PM on November the 13th. Call this committee meeting to order. Do we do roll call for this type of meeting?
Yes.
I'll do roll call. Olson?
Yes.
DeSmit?
Yes.
Daney?
Yes.
Sias here. Barry? Who else?
Barry, Boyer, and Vaccaro.
Boyer and Vaccaro absent.
And then we have Mark Coffey, Aiden's here, and Stephanie Hopkins is absent. I forgot to put them on the agenda.
Thank you, thank you for being here, Aiden.
No problem.
And I believe first up, probably do the national anthem. I pledge allegiance, sorry.
Would you want me to sing, John? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
He wants to sing the national anthem.
You were watching football all day yesterday?
A little bit of that. All right. Town hall. Do we have any town hall tonight?
Carolyn? No, we do not.
Seeing none. We will move forward to our agenda. So, hopefully everyone's had a chance to read the minutes of the May 8th Committee of the Whole Decennial Committee on Local Government Efficiency Act minutes. I believe we need approval of those, correct?
Correct.
I'll ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Trustee Olson with a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Daney with a second. Discussion?
I'd like to amend the minutes. On the final page, under the future meeting dates, it has struck out the second meeting on August 14th. These are minutes of the May meeting, so at that point, that meeting was a scheduled
meeting.
So I don't believe it should be struck.
That seems fair.
Okay.
That's the only change that I...
Thank you. Anybody else? Comments? Seeing none. We'll go to vote. Trustee Olson?
Yes.
DeSmit?
I think I have to abstain because I wasn't at the last meeting.
Fair enough. Daney?
Yes.
Sias is yes. Barry, Boyer, and Vaccaro are not here.
And Aiden?
Aiden?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Marhofke.
No worries, yes.
Yep, very good.
Thanks.
The motion passes. All right. And Stephanie, and her last name is not
Hopkins.
Here. Hopkins, sorry. Stephanie Hopkins, not here. All right. Let's see here. So now we will move on to reviewing the upcoming items to discuss tonight.
So basically what I did was go through each of the suggested items to review from the Ansel Glink document. The first one was state laws applicable to libraries. And we follow the Illinois library laws and rules published by the Illinois Library Association, and we also have an attorney on retainer that specializes in library law.
Very good. I believe the next thing, we don't have to vote on that, do we?
Mm-mm.
Should I read, starting at Section 8, that was tonight's agenda, was to go through primarily Section 8?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The first half of Section 8.
Correct. So Section 8 is regarding review of laws, policies, rules, and procedures, training materials, and other documents.
So we covered state laws. The next one is Illinois Open Meetings Act. All of our meetings are compliant with the Illinois Open Meeting Act.
Very good.
Policy on public comment. I included the policy in the packet for your review. Our policy on public comment was last revised in September of 2015. I have reviewed it and it is still current and applicable. Okay. The next one is designation of an OMA officer. At this time, we do not have an Open Meetings Act officer. I've added this to the agenda for the library's November board meeting to assure that we appoint a trustee to fulfill this role. I did call the attorney today and left him a message just to make sure that we're required to do it.
Okay.
I don't see any reason why
we would need to have an
officer for Open Meetings Act?
I don't intend to get excited about it, but it
seems just gonna
like
wait.
We can do it that meeting without much difficulty, I would imagine.
Or I'm gonna call Roger and see what he says.
Yeah.
The next one is all board members have completed their Open Meetings Act training, so I believe that everybody has completed it. Now, Lynn, thank you for doing that today. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you.
And then we can confirm it at this meeting tonight. Schedule of regular meetings of the library board. This schedule of the regular meetings of the library board for 2024 was approved at the September board meeting. Illinois Freedom of Information Act. We currently follow the guidelines for the Freedom of Information Act. Designation of FOIA officer. Our FOIA officer is Trustee Lindy Smith. FOIA officer training. I believe that our FOIA officer has completed the FOIA training, and she has done this as of today. And I believe all the other trustees should do the FOIA training as well. Computation and retention of FOIA requests. During the month of October, we met with our records retention representative from the state of Illinois and reviewed our procedures for retaining all of our records, which included FOIA requests. FOIA requests are to be retained for 2 years after the filing date, then disposed of, provided no review is pending with the Attorney General's Public Access Counselor. And we actually have more than 2 years, so we're going to be going through those and up and, you know, disposing of what we can and that we're allowed to. Posting other required FOIA information. We currently post pertinent required information on our public notice board right outside of this building or this room, and on our website. We are in compliance with posting other required FOIA information. So I think we're in good shape there. And then that was just the first half of the list for section 8. At our third meeting, we will review the next second half of section 8.
Thank you for that. Does that prompt any? Oh, Trustee Olson, you have a question or concern?
I have a question about the item H, designation of FOIA officer. We actually, I believe, have two officers. I believe the director is designated as a FOIA officer, as well as a member of the trustees. So I think our response should reflect that, in fact.
Okay. Our FOIA officers are
right.
Trustee Lindy Smith and Director Carolyn Wessel. Yeah. Okay, I can make that change.
Anyone else have any questions, thoughts, consideration, any of that? All right. Do we need a motion to approve what we just covered? I would ask for a motion to approve content we just covered.
I make a motion to approve number 8, review of laws, policies, rules, and procedures, training materials, and other documents.
Trustee DeSmet with a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second, Trustee Olson. Any further discussion? All right, Trustee Olson?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marhofke?
Yes.
No, Aiden. Aiden Marhofke is his name, sorry. Aiden is his first name.
What did I say?
Marhofke is his last name.
Oh, I said, well, I mispronounced your last name. So I know.
No, you're fine. You were right.
You.
You were right with the pronunciation, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There we go. I was right. Trustee Sias, yes. Barry, Boyer and Beccaro are absent, as well as Stephanie Hopkins. Motion passes. Is that it?
And then we just need to do an adjournment.
Do we do another town hall?
Yes, we have no town hall.
No town hall.
Before we adjourn, shouldn't we make a note in tonight's minutes about the fact that the August meeting was?
Yes, that is correct. Thank you.
Good catch. Thank you, Joe.
So, it is accurate that we attempted to schedule 4. It's probably me that messed the one up. We do need to schedule an additional meeting.
I believe that we've got the third one already scheduled.
So perhaps
the third
it's
one
semantics,
is
but today. The one that we're calling. The
yeah, so this is a second one. So the fourth one, which would be our third meeting, is February 12th.
That is correct. And then I think we need to schedule, we need to make that what it actually is, the third meeting. It looks like we have roughly 3 months in between. I believe we have until, I think it was summer of 24 to finish this.
I think it's the end of June.
The end of June?
Yes. Let's do March, like the first Monday in March.
I don't recall if there was anything about there must be X amount of time in between meetings.
No.
Okay. That is perfectly fine with me, the first Monday in March. Pull up a date here. If anyone interested does not like that date, please speak up. March the 4th.
Okay, let's check it out.
I have no conflict on March the 4th.
I don't plan that far ahead.
I don't know how many things everybody checks. That's far out for me.
So it's okay if it's less than a month?
Yeah, there's no, it just has to be done within a year.
Yeah. All right, March the 4th, it is settled. It will be our fourth meeting for this entity. With that, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Trustee Dan second. With the motion, Trustee DeSmit with the second. All right, roll call, Trustee Olson.
Yes.
DeSmit.
Yes.
Danny.
Yes.
Mark
yes.
Sias, yes. And Hopkins absent. Barry absent. Boyer absent. Carl absent. Meeting is adjourned at 7:16.